Hey there, it's Kate here from Fitness Maneuvers, and welcome to Workout 2, Week 1. This workout is different to Workout 1. Workout 1 was rep-based, where this is timer-based. It'll be a 30-second time with a 12-second rest, and there's 9 stations to this circuit. You'll have a rest at the end of the 9th station, and we'll go round 3 times. This circuit is all body weight, so it's really quick to get started. So let's get started. Okay, so the first circuit, we've got squat jumps. And we're going to start in 5, 4, 3, 2, and let's go. Low in the legs, power up high. Squat jumps, off we go. 20 seconds to go. See it? Don't forget to breathe. Down, spring through the toes, up nice and high. 10 seconds to go. You've got a 12-second break coming up. 5 seconds. And 3, 2, 1, and rest. 12 seconds to rest. All right, we've got a 12-second break. We've got 9 seconds to go. Next one is a low squat into a jump squat. So we lower down slow and we power up at the top. Off we go, changing tempo. Down low, 3, 2, 1 to the bottom and power up for 1. And 3, 2, 1 down to the low and up to the high. Changing tempo will make a massive difference to your endurance. We've got 10 seconds to go in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 and rest for 12 seconds. Well done. The next exercise is a low squat with a forward step. So you're going to keep it low and you're going to step forward, step back, step back. Here we go. Keep it low as you can so that chest stays high. Step forward with your left, forward with your right, step back with the left and back with the right. Repeat. 20 seconds on the clock. Keep it low, step forward, step back, step forward, step back. We've got 8 seconds on the clock. Keep it low, don't let those hips drift up. Keep them low. 3, 2, 1, awesome work. The next one is a boxing round. So left foot forward for right-handed boxers, and all you're going to do is punch straight out in front of you. Let's go in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Fire that left, left, right, left, right, left, right, as fast as you can. Keep your core on. Don't let those hips wiggle around too much. Chest is high. Keep your breath short and sharp. 15 seconds to go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Keep it going. 7 seconds to go. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Let's go. And 3, 2, and well done. The next exercise is a reverse lunge. Grab hold of something if you feel you need a little bit of support and let's go. Stepping back with your leg and then bring them back together. Stepping back and then bring them back together. Don't worry about how deep you go. It's about lengthening and sitting tall through your shoulders. Makes your core work, makes your breathing a little harder. And because you're working behind yourself, your body and your brain have to work a whole lot harder. We've got 5 seconds to go. 3, 2, and 1. So the next one is a wall sit. So you need to find a nice safe place to lean. And off we go in 5 seconds, in 3, 2, and off we go. So 90 degree angle. If you have knee problems, come up a little higher. We don't want to sort of overextend those knees if there's any dramas in there. Pushing your belly button hard up against your ribs. And we've got 10 seconds to go. They should start to get a little hot about now. But hold on tight. You've got 5, 4, 3, 2, and done. Well done. 12 seconds to break. The next one we have on the list is a Superman lift. Now this is done on the mat, so I'll give you an extra 10-15 seconds to grab your mat and get yourself positioned on the mat on the floor. We're going to lie down on our tummies. We're going to lengthen through our spine. Arms are stretched out above our head. And as you exhale, I want you to bring your elbows and tuck them in while you lift your chest off the mat. Some people find this a little challenging if they're a little bit tight in their lower back. Just do what your body tells you it feels comfortable doing. And as our weeks go along, you'll find that that lower back will start to feel a lot stronger. Today isn't about pushing ourselves to anywhere that we're not feeling comfortable. All right, so let's get started. We've got 8 seconds and then we're off again. Onto our Superman lift or Superwoman lift. Off we go. Clock is on. So big exhale and lift. If you can, try and keep your feet connected to the ground. It'll make your core engage a little bit more, which is always a really good thing when we're exercising, that we're very mindful that our core is doing a lot of the heavy lifting when we don't actually realize. We've got 7 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. Okay, the next one is the dreaded push-ups. Everybody hates push-ups. But let's have a go. So knees or toes, either way, we're going to start in 3, 2, and 1. Off we go. So remember, we're working to a clock. So reps today aren't an issue. Just do what you can handle. Always good form. Make sure that your tailbone is tucked under, your core is on, and your chin is slightly lifted so you're not spearheading onto your mat. We always want good form rather than trying to push out 1,000 reps. And time. All right, so the good news is we have one circuit to go, and that is a plank hold. So we're on our elbows, and either elbows and toes or elbows and knees, and off we go. We've got 30 seconds and then we got a beautiful 40 second rest coming your way. Remember to breathe and try and push your weight through your toes, and that will take the energy away from your shoulders and place it right through your midsection, exactly where you need to find your strength to hold a really good plank. We've got 5 seconds. And 3, 2, and rest. Go and get yourself a very well-deserved drink of water, a towel down if you need to, and I will see you back here in 40 seconds. Okay, so we've got a little break here. Just to grab a drink of water and just to catch your breath before we start again. Now, if you have done one round and you're thinking that you feel like you've had enough, that's totally fine. Just because it says 3 rounds, it's all up to you. You might want to do one round today and have another go tomorrow, and 2 rounds may feel a little bit more easier. You have good days and bad days, and you've got to listen to your body, and you know best how you're feeling, but hey, you're here. So let's get ready for our second round if you're up for it. First round, we're back to our first circuit of squat jumps, and the clock's going to start in 12 seconds. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, off we go. We've got 30 seconds of squat jumps. So down low in the legs, you should be very warm now. Down in the legs and springing up through those feet, keeping the core on. We've got 15 seconds. That's the way. Don't let fatigue compromise your form. 3, 2, 1, and rest. Okay, we've got 12 seconds to rest, and now we've got our low squat and then firing up high. Here we go. In 3, two, one. Take 3 seconds to get to the bottom and power up for the one. So three, two, one, and fire. Three, two, one, and jump. A great modification on a jump squat, if they start to get a little too easy, just change your tempo. Three counts down and one count up. We've got 5 seconds. And three, two, and rest. Well done. So we've got 12 seconds to rest. And this time we've got our standing boxing. So left foot forward, arms are tucked in, and off we go. Punching left, right, left, right, left, right. Off we go. Breathing in and exhale through your mouth. In your nose and out your mouth. 20 seconds to go. Get that heart rate firing. Punch, punch, punch. Go, go, go. 15 seconds to go. Come on. 10 seconds to go. Left, right, left, right, left, right. 7 seconds to go. 5, 4, 3, and rest. Well done. Okay, so we've got a 12-second break. The next exercise on the list, reverse lunges. And remember, you can hold on to something if you feel you need a little assistance. But you might find by now your core is on and your balance has improved from when you started. So let's get started. 5 seconds and three, two, one. Off we go. Standing tall, stepping back, lengthening that hip, and step back up tall. Step back with your right leg. Bring it in, stand up tall. Don't forget to breathe. Feel everything that is part of this movement, not just your leg that's moving. Keep your shoulders tight, shoulders tall. In three, two, and rest. Well done. Okay, so exercise number 6, we've got our wall sit. So finding that wall that you leant on before, 90 degrees with those hips. We've got 5 seconds on the clock before we have to start. And three, two, let's go. Pushing against the wall and pushing that belly button back as well. Shoulders are tall. We're not leaning over. We don't want to hunch. Let as much air in as possible. The legs are hurting, but it gives us a little bit of a break for that cardio. Here we go. We've got 8 seconds to go. 7. I know they're hurting. 3, 2, and rest. All right. Taking that little bit longer with this rest just to get organized. We've got our Superman, Superwoman lift on the mat. So find your space again. And we're going to start in 10 seconds. So we're lengthening through the spine, lying flat down, face down on the mat. We've got 5 seconds. We're going to breathe in and then exhale. Bring those elbows in down by your ribs. Big extension, keeping those feet connected to the ground where possible. You'll feel this down in your lower back. That's an area that really gets neglected. And it's a space that we really do need to work, especially at the moment when we're all doing a little bit more sitting across, leaning over our laptops at home. 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. We get ready for our push-ups. All right, so we're going to prepare for our push-ups. Maybe knees, maybe toes. You can do a mix of both. I'll give you a halfway bell, perhaps, and then if you're on your toes, you can drop down, or vice versa. Here we go. We've got push-ups, so toes or knees. Chest is up. Eyes are slightly ahead, so we're not dive bombing. Really important that you engage the chest, and don't just use the head to bob up and down. If we're going to learn to do these exercises, we should learn them the right way. We've got 5 seconds to go. And three, two, and rest. All right, here we are, number 9, round 2. We've got our plank hold. So again, whichever way you want to do it, elbows and knees or elbows and toes. In three, two, one. Here we go. We get a 40-second reward after this, a little bit of a water break. And then if you're feeling up to it, we're going to do one more round. We've only got 20 seconds to go. You can do this. Breathing in, listen to your breath. Go to your happy place, wherever that might be. Maybe not with me in your ears. We've got 7 seconds to go. And 5, 4, 3, 2, and relax. Awesome work. Grab that drink of water. Grab a towel if you need to wipe down your sweat. And I'll see you back here in 40 seconds. All right. So we've got just on 40 seconds to rest. Catch our breath and try and work out where we want to head. Do you want to do another round? Or are you feeling like your body's a little bit tired? Do you feel like your technique might be slipping? That's totally up to you. Listen to your body. Listen to your cues. If you want to do another round, get yourself ready because we're going to go again. All right, let's do this. We've got 10 seconds and then we've got our last round. We've got exercise number one, jump squats. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. So the last round is going to be where all the work happens. The brain wants to stop. The body's tired. But we can do this. We've got 20 seconds on the clock. That's the way. Nice and deep. Watch that form. 10 seconds to go and you don't have to do these again. How good is that? 5 seconds and 3, 2 and done. Okay. Circuit number two, slow squat into fast squat. We've got 10 seconds. So we count three to get to the bottom and we power up to the count of one. In 5 seconds, we're going to start. 3, 2, 1, off we go. So take your time to get to the bottom. Load those legs up. 3, 2, 1, and jump. 3, 2, 1, and jump. Take your time. It's all about loading those legs up. They should be getting pretty hot by now. We've done 2.5 rounds. 7 seconds to go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. Well done. All right, 12 seconds to break. Catch your breath. Then we've got our low squat, holding down and stepping forward, stepping back. We've got 5 seconds before we start. 3, 2, and let's get it. All right, low in the legs. Step forward, step back. Little steps, not too wide. We want to make those legs burn. We want that core to work. Step forward, step back. Try not to let those hips travel up. I know it's getting hard. We've got 10 seconds. You don't have to do these again. I promise. 3, 2, and you are done. All right. So we move on to our upper body. We have our fast boxing. So up in a standing position, left foot slightly forward. We've got 5 seconds before we start, and let's go. Left, right, really punch it, but tuck those arms in so they're not moving around too far away from those shoulders. Keep it nice and tight. You can always add some weight if you've got some dumbbells lying around and you want to make it a little harder. Put a little bit more resistance in there. Put some dumbbells in your hand. Cans of soup, anything. And 3, 2, and done. Okie doke. Circuit number 5, reverse lunges. So this one, whether we need our little support there, we're going to start in 5 seconds, standing tall, and 3, 2, and off we go. Last set of these. Again, you don't have to do these again today. I can't promise forever, but I can promise today. We've got 15 seconds. stepping back, standing tall. Always reset that core at the top. It's so important that we don't hunch. Keep it tall. 5 seconds. Let's stick two more in 3, 2, and rest. Excellent work. Shake those legs out because they're going to be starting to get pretty hot. All right. So number 6, make your way over to that wall again. And we've got our wall sit. So we've got the clock on. I've given you a little bit longer on that one. We've got 8 seconds left before we have to start. 4, 3, 2, let's go. So eyes are tall, chest nice and tall, shoulders against that brick wall if you can, because it stops you leaning over and it lets the air get in. We want to open up that diaphragm, let the air into your lungs. We've got 10 seconds to go. You're so close. 7 seconds. You've done really well. 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. Fantastic. Peel yourself off the wall and get yourself ready for your Superman on the floor. All right, so we're on the mat facing down and we're going to get ready for our Superman. Last set of these ones as well. All right, let's get started in 5, 4, 3, 2, and let's go. So nice and long, lengthen from your spine all the way from your top of your head to the bottom of your tailbone, lengthening and then pulling your arms down by your side, trying to keep the feet connected in the toes, at least connected to the ground. That will help engage your core. You've only got 7 seconds to go. 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. 12 seconds to rest, and then we're going to get ready for our push-ups. So we've got 7 seconds. Ready now in 2, 1. Off we go for those push-ups. The last set of these, either toes or knees. 20 seconds remaining. Eyes are slightly forward so that head isn't dive bombing. We want to engage the chest muscles as much as we can. So keep it shallow if you have to. Don't worry about the depth of the push-up because we always want good form. We've got 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. All right, so the good news is you're on your last exercise of the third round. This one is the plank hold. We've got 8 seconds and we're going to go for 30 seconds to finish our circuit. Let's go. Clock is on. 30 seconds and then you're done. 20 seconds to go. Done so well. Your legs should be warm, your core should be on, and you should be feeling really, really good about yourself. Look how far you've come. Amazing. 5 seconds and 3, 2, 1, and you are finished. Well done. Week 1, circuit number 2. Thanks for trying My Fitness by Kate.